From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Ready to
go. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Tom, once again, for the DM Deep Dive. Love this part of the show where we get to go through the DMs that you are sending in to us.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
All right, well, Jamel says, yo, question for men with beards.
Yeah.
Do you usually use a brush daily for beard? I do it probably too often while driving, and people's reactions are usually rude or weird. Roz has tinted windows. Is it wrong to take care of yourself in your car?
Like brush my beard in the car?
Yeah.
I've never done that. I twist my mustache.
Yeah, you twist your mustache a lot.
Yeah.
That's like a habit now, right?
Oh, I just love it.
Yeah.
Because I can feel when it goes limp. And so I just I twist it.
We believe you, bro.
and then it sticks out, and then it sticks out again the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Right?
Does that happen with age?
Yeah. Shut up.
Yo, I got a brush in the car and a comb.
But you have a special beard brush, right?
Yeah.
I just use my hairbrush in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got one in my bag. Now it's short.
It is.
But when it was longer. Yeah, I would be in the car and I'd just take my beard comb and I would like the sensation of just like brushing my beard. Yeah.
I used to have it. Catherine got me a straightener, which I used for a little while because it helped because I had some wonky hair growth and it really fixed it. And now I don't even have to use a straightener anymore. Yeah. Do you brush, Maury?
I have three or four beard brushes. I usually just use
specific
them.
Beard brushes or like just other brushes? There's specific beard brushes.
Wow. They even have a picture of a beard on them and I use it
just so you know that this one is the beard brush.
Yeah. So I usually only do it if I'm going to like a special event.
Gotcha.
Because otherwise I don't need to. I just rub my, do that inquisitive look where I rub
it. Right. Yeah. And your beard's not that long though either though.
What about you, Shem?
Yeah. I have a small, hold on.
Do you have it with you? You brought your beard brush to school today.
to school.
You got that? Let me see what this looks like.
Yeah, it's
Is there a handle on it, or is it?
No handle on this one. I have two brushes. I have one for my face, and then one for. Oh man, this is what a letdown.
Mine flips closed like a knife.
Oh yeah, I do have it.
Really?
Huh? Here it is. Yeah, look. Here it is.
My God, what kind of stuff do you have in that bag, Jim?
I know.
This stuff.
It looks like a shoe polisher.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then
I got one of those in my bag right now too.
And I don't have much of a beard as you guys do, but it really does help.
That would do nothing for me.
Yeah, no, this would get lost.
Absolutely.
I need a man sized brush.
You need the thing they use on horses.
Come on, bro. I pulled it out and everything, man.
That's what she said.
Okay.
Maria, next DM, please.
All right, Daryl says I'm watching the morning show on Apple and wanted to know if your show is anything like theirs. I see similarities with you being a popular national show, much like them. Do you each have big offices and get to fly on private jets owned by your company?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Me, yes.
What jets are you flying on?
Well, I don't get the jet.
No.
Does this company even own a jet?
We have a helicopter.
We got like a couple of helicopters for the news station.
Yeah. No, we don't. We don't even own a jet.
No, our show is absolutely nothing like the morning show.
No, very few things are, except for big American morning shows. They are very similar to the way that something like that works.
Really?
Where like the stakes are that high and absolutely
like
for
with the big
sure.
offices. Like you see, like Jennifer, even Reese Witherspoon's office in the TV show. They're like the size of like somebody's condo.
Don't you remember Matt Lauer's office? He had them install that button on the bottom of his desk that locked his door, so he didn't even have to get up.
And they used that in season one of the morning
show.
Right,
that's right. Yes,
right. They use it in Michael Scott.
Yes.
Well, not Michael Scott. But
I would say
Mitch
that
Kessler. That's what his character's name was.
Aesthetically, it does not look like the morning show. Things are much older and much more broken down and messier. Like these guys, like they're living in $12 million condos, you know, but only. their offices, right? Like, yeah. it's not like that. But yes, that sort of level of how seriously everybody takes things, that's mm-hmm. very much what it's like on American morning shows.
But that is definitely not what it's like here.
Not for some of us. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, it's not.
If you had an office here, guaranteed, you wouldn't even remember where it is.
No, I wouldn't.
On this floor.
No, I wouldn't.
It'd
be
empty.
Yeah, it'd be like, yo, look at this space. That's cool. Who's that? And they'd be like, that's yours, man. And then I'd be like, great. You know what? Tomorrow I'm going to use my office. And then I come in the next day and I'm like, where was that?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know where that is.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Michael says, with the new reboot possibly coming out, I have to ask Mocha, did he finish watching The Office yet? I think it's about time.
Yeah, that's right, because you never finished.
No, but you know what? Because I've read so much about The Office, and anytime something trends, and there was like a recent article I read about The Office, because it was like the anniversary of the finale. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of know what happens now, so I don't know if I want to watch it.
Right, right. There's some good comedy, though.
Is there?
Yeah. There's some good comedy.
I gave up after Steve Carell. Like, I gave it a chance when Steve Carell left.
Yeah.
And I gave up during the season when Andy became, spoiler alert.
Right.
But Andy became the boss of Dunder Mifflin.
Yes.
And then he took off because he went to sail a boat in like Barbados or something.
Right. Yeah.
And I remember the last episode I watched was when Andy came back. And then that was
gotcha.
It. And I don't even know if that was the last season or if it was like season 8
so
or something.
So you didn't watch all the Robert California stuff then,
right?
No,
I saw Robert California.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But you didn't see when...
Basically after Andy became the boss, I don't know what happens.
Right.
But I do know,
right,
cover your ears,
right,
anyone
right,
that hasn't watched, I know that eventually Dwight and Angela get married.
Yes, which was beautiful, actually.
At Shroot Farms.
Yeah, it was, and it was really beautiful.
And I know Michael comes back for the wedding.
I think that the one thing that you would really love to see is in those later episodes, the big change becomes, spoiler alert, the big change becomes Jim and Dwight become actually really, really great friends.
Oh, spoiler alert.
I just said spoiler alert. and the way that their friendship sort of evolves is actually really, really
is
sweet.
It?
Yeah,
they
sort of made them buddies by the end of it. Yeah, it was really good.
Thank you for that, Maria. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in because we love talking about them on the show every single day.
Identity theft is not a joke, Jim. Millions of families suffer every year.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Love talking about the DMs that you send in to us every single day. We talk about them every single day on the show. Any of the DMs that go to any of the KISS social accounts make their way over to Maria.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today? What do people want to know?
All right. Well, this one's for you, Roz. Yes. Mel says, is Roz more passionate about lawn care or cooking? Would he ever consider a cooking show?
I've talked to people about doing a cooking show before. It's nothing I would. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Same thing with like a book and stuff like that. Like, it's just an incredible amount of work. I would say that I am more passionate about cooking.
Mm.
I would say I love lawn stuff, everything else, but cooking to me is the thing that like makes everything.
And lawn stuff is just seasonal, right?
It is. I mean, I enjoy it. I really, really do enjoy it. But lawn stuff, but cooking, like I get, like if I start cooking Roxy her dinner at, say, before she gets home from school, because the girls like to eat early. So if I put my apron on at like 4 o'clock, mm-hmm. I keep my apron on until I go to bed. Like, I just, like, I'm in my apron for the rest of the evening. I will do everything else
in
my apron.
Is it in case you have, like, an idea or you get snacky and you want to make something?
No, like, I'll make something for myself a little bit later on or whatever, but I just never take my apron off. Like, I feel the most comfortable when I'm in my apron.
Okay.
Like, I'll sit on the couch and watch a movie in my apron.
Isolated, in my apron. That would sound hilarious.
Okay.
But, wait.
In my apron.
If you, Catherine, and Roxy sitting on the couch watching a movie, you just put on a movie.
Yes.
And you see a movie's like 2 hours long.
Yes.
You still wouldn't even take the apron off?
No, sir.
You
no,
get
sir.
Up and go to the kitchen to like grab a snack or open the fridge and grab a drink.
Right.
The apron stays on.
Correct. Yes.
You get up during the movie.
Yes.
And you go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And we all know that you like to sit and pee.
Yes.
You like hike up the apron like a skirt and sit down?
I do. I have to hike up the apron, tuck it under my chin.
Under your chin?
Undo my pants. And then when I sit, I let the apron down so it drapes over my legs. like a dress.
Like a dress.
Like a dress. I love my apron.
And then what? And then you just get up, do the same thing where in reverse. But
and
like,
I get up.
Apron goes under your chin.
No,
you do
I get
pants.
Up. I don't. I pull my pants up under the apron like you're putting, like, you know, Maria, when you wear a dress and then you have to, you put like
shorts underneath
mm-hmm. or something like that. That's what I do, right? I shimmy it up. But because I have the apron on, I don't need to do the belt or the zipper. I just like do the button. And then the belt and the zipper are just like doing their own thing down
just
there,
dangling?
Jangling around. Yeah. Yeah. But yes, I would say cooking to answer your question.
Okay. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Jen says, this one is for Maria. You've been on the show for about a month now. I think you're a great addition to the team and want to know what the experience has been like so far. What's it like working with Roz and Mocha, especially since you grew up listening to them and now are working with them?
Hey.
Good question.
Yeah, it was a great question. It's been amazing, to say the least. I think I feel like my life has kind of come full circle. I remember listening to them as a kid, and now the fact that I get to work with them and learn underneath two very, very experienced professionals is something I don't take for granted. I'm very happy to be here. And every day is a lot of fun, and I get to learn a lot.
Did you, the sort of idea of what you had in your head of what this show was like when you were a kid, is it the same sort of coming into this world, or is it different?
It's different.
It is.
It is. Yeah. I think when I was younger, but as younger kids do, you tend to make everything bigger than it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I just, not that it's not big at all. What I'm saying is like, even like the studio, I just thought it was like even larger and there was more into it. Than
sorry to disappoint.
Yeah. No.
Sorry,
it's
such a bummer.
No. Yeah.
Sorry, we're so small.
Oh no.
But did you ever think that this was even like a remote chance, like at all?
When I was younger, no. Like even coming through university, like, I never thought that I'd be here.
No,
I'm very, really, very fortunate and happy that you guys chose me to be on the show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're
happy. Happy to have you on
Thank
the show.
Thank you. Thank
Such
you.
A small show like ours.
Yeah. Sorry. It's so, sorry. Show. It's so cramped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We have to share shoes.
Share microphones, headphones.
Not enough room for all of us. Yeah, I gotcha.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Julia says, hey, Maria, I listened to the Roz and Mocha show, and I have to say that it is so nice to have someone who was also born in 1996 to listen to on the podcast and on my morning commute. You give a fresh perspective, and it's also funny to listen to. You can keep these old men young and in the current times. Love listening to the show.
You know what? Man. Don't do the question before this one, right? Where you're like, oh, my God, it's a dream come true, and I love. Don't do that one and then this one. Like, that's just rude.
What can you do? The questions were in that order.
Okay, so what was the question?
And it wasn't. It was just, hopefully I can keep you guys young.
Oh, great. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Talking to you, Roz, Shem, and Maury. Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in because we talk about them every day. That was awesome. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right, DM Deep Dive time. Thank you, everyone, for all of your submissions. Hopefully, we will get to one of yours today.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
All right. Well, Asif says, with holiday season beginning, what is the one holiday you guys dread?
Oh, I don't know if I dread any holiday, really.
Is there one that's, like, least exciting to you, maybe?
I'll say this. Halloween. But not because I dislike Halloween, but Halloween is always the one thing where it's like I have best intentions, and then next thing I know, I'm way behind on everything, and I'm doing everything on Halloween Day. Like, I don't, gotcha. I can never remember to just buy the candy. Yeah. I'm carving pumpkins that morning. Like, all that stuff. Like, it's just the one thing that always just comes at me hard.
Order. The candy
or
online.
What?
Online.
Who
the candy.
Does that?
Everybody.
No, they don't.
Get a Costco order dropped off at your house.
What sane person orders Halloween candy on the internet?
Everyone who does online groceries?
Yeah, I do.
Who buys
do.
Groceries on the internet?
We do all the time.
It.
It's such
stop
a great
it.
Time saver.
Stop it. Okay, you go. Holiday that you don't like, that you hate, and you wish your family wasn't around. Wasn't that the question?
No.
That wasn't the question?
You just added on to that.
Oh, sorry. Whoa. I thought that was the question. My bad.
Oh, my
My bad.
Not that I dread, but the one that I find stressful is Christmas.
Right.
Because of all the driving around. You got to go to this family, that family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And you got to lug everything around with you. Yes. Especially when Cruz was six now. It's a lot easier. But when he was a baby and everyone wants, you know, the baby at their house.
Yeah.
Right? It was bringing everything and then like how much time you spend at one place versus how much time you spend at another place. And then how much time are you going to spend at your own place?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the most stressful, but I don't think I dread any like actual holiday. Like anything that comes up throughout the year is pretty enjoyable.
Damn it, Maury, quickly, holiday that you dread.
Passover.
Why? So much
family.
You
have to read like 500 pages.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, it's like it's
everybody?
Like,
and then you have to sing the song.
Yeah, it's like you have to go to school. It's like going to school, right? Like you have to go and like do stuff.
And you raise your wine and you don't drink it.
I don't want to go to somebody's house and have to do stuff. You know what I mean?
Like, and you guys always do it at your aunt's?
And that's the other thing. It's my Nana and Susie fight over who gets me.
Which house is it that has all the Disney paraphernalia?
Susie.
House. Yeah, I couldn't. I just couldn't. Yeah. Maria, a holiday you dread?
I don't dread any holidays because I love to celebrate things.
Yeah.
I think the most exhausting one is Easter.
Really?
Greeks,
I guess.
So Greeks have like the church marathon that they do.
Yeah.
And you go from like Wednesday to Sunday. And then Sunday morning, my dad likes to be there because he hates lines and people. So we have to be there for communion at like 6 a.m. when the doors open at the church.
Whoa.
And we fast all week, so you can't eat meat or dairy or fish that bleeds. Yeah, so it's like it's a really long week and it's exhausting, but I love
don't
it.
Bleed?
Yeah, so like you can't have salmon and there's like certain other fish you can't. Crab.
Could. That's too much work.
Damn. What other DMs do we have today, Maria?
All right. Jenica says, hey, Maria, great to hear you on the show. I have a question for the DM deep dive. What are your favorite top three Greek dishes?
Great question. Go.
Okay. So I would have to say gyro is one of my favorites by far. Yeah. I mean, very typical. There's a soup. It's called avgolemono soupa, which is like a lemon rice soup.
Can you, and I don't mean to be crass here. Mm-hmm. Can you say it in English?
I actually don't know how.
Okay.
I
was about to Google blah, 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 blah.
Wait, say it again. How do you say it? Say slower a little.
Avro lemono.
Okay.
And then
avro
super. Avro, like a g sound.
Yeah.
Avro.
Avro.
Yeah.
Lemono.
Lemono.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what is it? It's rice and lemons?
So it's rice, egg whites, and lemon. Okay. And it's very good.
Is that rice pudding?
They do like a lot of broth and they add like chicken in there with like carrots, celery. It's one of my favorites. It's super lemony if you like lemony soup. Okay.
So egg lemony soup.
Egg lemony soup.
Okay, gotcha.
And then the third one would be, it's like a pasta dish. It's like a creamy pasta dish. It's called pastizio.
Okay. And what's in that?
It's like a cream custardy thing.
Custard.
It's not, but like not sweet dessert custard. I don't know how to explain it. And then with layers of ground meat and pasta.
That sounds delicious.
And
that
oil.
Sounds great.
And they bake it and it becomes like crispy on top.
What about like a souvlaki and a pita?
Yeah, I mean, it's all the time. But those are like, if I were to like...
Those little round potatoes?
Oh yeah, those are also fire.
I
had them last night.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I'll deal with the sodium count on that. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Steven says, hey Maria, 2 years ago I asked the question, does the word pube rhyme with boob? Roz and Mocha debated it, but 2 years later I'm curious to see if they feel the same way and what you and Shem think. There's five of you, so there can't be a tie.
Okay. I actually think I have audio of that, guys. Do you guys want to hear that?
Yes, please.
I think I do. Yes. I think this is it. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, pube and boob totally rhyme.
I say no.
You say no?
Yeah, I say boob and pube do not. They sound similar, but I don't think that they rhyme. I still feel the same way.
You do?
Yeah, I don't think they rhyme.
Wow. Pube and boob 100% rhyme.
No, they sound the same.
Yes. Shem?
Nah, they don't sound the same.
Sing it.
Boob.
No, sing it. Sing a line with boob at the end and then sing a line with pube at the end.
Oh.
Make something up right now.
Yesterday, I went and groomed my pube. Tomorrow, I'm going to grab a boob consensually.
Totally rhymes. Totally rhymes. Totally rhymes.
Essentially.
Okay, so Shem, you say what? You say no?
I don't say no.
Okay, damn it, Maury.
Absolutely rhymes.
Okay, Maria.
No.
No!
It doesn't go boob, it's boob.
I know, but like, let's all, English second language though, right?
Oh, Roz, no!
What?
People still keep grilling me about mustache, okay?
Oh my god, yeah. That's the one word that you say so okay. Weird.
What about in Greek? Does it rhyme in Greek?
No.
How do you say boob in Greek?
Vizia.
How do you say pube in Greek?
I actually don't think I know that.
Oh.
I don't know.
Don't look it up.
No. I actually don't think I know that one. No. Okay.
Thank you for all the DMs that you send in to us. These are the conversations that happen because of your DMs. Any of the ones that you send in to any of the Kiss social accounts make their way over to Maria, who brings them to the show. Thanks for that, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. Time to get into the DM deep dive. Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you've submitted.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
Okay, I love this one. Rebecca said, I can't decide who has the better singing voice between Shem and Mocha. Until then, can the Damn. Two of them sing a song yes, together please. So we get the best of both worlds?
Yes, please.
What?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay, what song? It's got to be like a Backstreet Boys or something like that, right?
What do we do, Shem?
Like Barbie World.
You want to do like NSYNC since they're in the news NSYNC, right now?
Yeah, do NSYNC, something okay. like that.
What do you say, Shem?
Like, I guess it's gonna be me. That's, oh,
that's
the big one.
Song. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you can pull the lyrics up too. You don't have to do this from heart.
I'm gonna.
Yeah,
that's fine. I gotta find. Let me see.
Cool pants.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, God. Pay
cool
for,
pants.
Pay for YouTube, for no, God's man. Sakes.
Hold on.
Oh, damn.
It's gonna be.
Oh, yeah.
You might have been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. You see them all come and go.
Oh.
I remember you told me. That it made you believe in no man, no cry. Maybe that's why every little thing I do never seems enough for you.
For you, babe, you don't want to lose it
again. But I'm not like them.
Maybe when you finally get to
love somebody, guess what? It's gonna be me.
Sorry for embarrassing you, Shem.
Oh. It's gonna be mine.
Damn. Okay, well, there you go. That was fun.
I don't
want
to have to do that
unusual.
To you, but...
yeah.
yeah. Concert tour coming soon.
Yep.
Shem could be my opening act.
Oh, damn. Man.
Next DM.
Shemmy, mom loves you.
Wow.
Justine says, if you could Freaky Friday and trade places with one other staff on the Roz and Mocha show, who would it be?
Shem. yeah. He lives alone. I just go and sleep all day. All day.
Oh man.
You think I want you think Maria go home to that whole family and the dog and everything else?
You know what?
Hell no. I'm not freaking Fridaying with Maury.
Oh yeah, no.
Right. Actually, no, you know what I do? Because I would say Maury and I would go in the bathroom and I would just take a whole bunch of nudes. And then once we unfreaky Fridayed, I would just release them slowly over the years.
Oh my god. No, you know what? I think I would actually Freaky Friday with Maria. Because of the stories she's told about her interactions with her family. Because I'd want to be
if,
a part
what
of...
What if Louie's feeling something that night?
Oh, I'm switching with Shem then.
Yes, that's why I said Shem,
yeah.
Right?
Facts.
Maria, who are you Freaky Fridaying
like,
with?
I'm going to reverse that now.
Yeah. Yeah, who are you Freaky Fridaying with?
You know what? I think I'd Freaky Friday with you.
With me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Damn it, Maury, who are you Freaky Fridaying with?
Oh, absolutely, Shem.
Shem, yeah, totally. Shem, who are you Freaky Fridaying with?
No. I'm going to go with Maria as well.
Really?
Yeah, I like Louie.
Bruh.
Why are you so <Louis? laughs>
Wow.
It's
Shem. It's going to be my... Damn, bro.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Maria, we got time for one more DM, please.
Okay. Laura says, what's the best excuse you've ever used for being late?
Diarrhea.
Okay.
But not a made up excuse, right? Like, are we talking made up excuse or like what's the best excuse?
Just the best excuse.
The best excuse you've ever had for being late. Diarrhea.
So when did this happen? How late were you?
For work.
Okay.
About 45 minutes, but late for a shoot.
Oh, for TV.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I told the
assignment editor because they had to reassign somebody to it.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, where the hell were you? And I was like, honestly, diarrhea.
And then you can't say anything.
That was
the
end of the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Because what's a response? Like,
yeah.
You should have hurried up or
something? Yeah. Like, what are you going to say? Well, listen, next time, like, don't get diarrhea.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, it's not something that they can be like, learn from your mistake. Right? Like, I said diarrhea. Mocha?
Okay. So I've told the story that one time that I got arrested.
Right.
Right? At HMV.
Yes.
For stealing music.
Yeah.
So security came, like, took me out, everything, right? And then called the police. My mom had to come sign papers to...
Damn.
For them to release me to her, right? Yeah. And I was working at the Bay, and it was, like, my first week work... brand new job working at the Bay. And it was wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember how late I was. Very late is the answer. Like, maybe 2.5 hours late for my shift.
Ooh.
First week working there. And I think I told them that... The bus that I was on got stuck in the snow, and it was so bad that they had to call, like, for another bus to come and take all those passengers on that bus, and that's why I was late.
Likely story. Maria? Yeah.
I'm usually, like, not late to things because my dad instilled fear in myself about being late places as a kid.
Damn.
In the most kind way. But I think the biggest excuse I've used, like, recently would be just blaming everything on my dog.
The dog.
Oh, no.
Poor dog.
Yeah, poor Romeo.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
I'm really, Romeo, you know, because he, like, when we first got him, he was having all kinds of accidents and stuff.
Yeah.
But there was one time I was actually just genuinely late, and I was like, listen, Romeo again. So
maybe
I just kind of
you can use that.
That
with a family member, though. But, like, you can't go to work and say I'm late because of the dog.
No.
They don't care.
Traffic would be the other one.
Traffic.
Because I'm coming from Aurora. No one's going to question you.
Yeah, I would. I'd say leave earlier.
Oh, damn.
Why'd you leave so late?
You sound like a dad.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you for that, Maria. This is awesome. Any of the DMs that y'all send in to us, they go to Maria on any of the KISS social accounts. So keep them coming in.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Maria, what do we got today in the DMs?
All right. Zach wants to know, what professional sport would you play, assuming you had the skills to play it?
Oh, easy. Like, where I could be successful?
Yeah.
Golf, 100%.
Yeah?
100%. No team.
Yeah.
Right? Beautiful weather.
Mm-hmm.
Played, like, a couple times a month. And a ton of money.
Yeah.
And could you imagine me as a professional golfer?
No.
Like, the beard and everything else?
Oh,
I would be rolling in money.
Yeah.
With, like, endorsements and everything.
The unconventional golf player.
No risk of getting hit in the head. You can play till you're 80. Golf, definitely.
Oh, man, that's a really good answer.
Definitely golf.
Maria?
I would say tennis.
Really? Tennis?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you play tennis now or have you?
I play in the lightest terms of possible. Mm-hmm. I go to the courts and then get angry and then leave. But it's a great time. I wish I had the skills to play it because I really do enjoy playing it.
Yeah.
But I'm not that great.
If I had the skills, it'd be basketball.
Really, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love basketball.
But at your height, no offense. You know what I mean? But, like, or would you want to be bigger? Like, I imagine you dream...
a ball like this?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just asking. Okay.
Right.
Basketball. What team?
Oh, Raptors.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
I want to play with Raptors.
Oh, but nobody wants to play with you, though.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
Emotional damage.
I don't even know what to say about that. That was so rude.
Okay, damn it, Maury. What sport?
Bowling.
Bowling. There we go. Yeah. It's another. I like the non-team sports.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah.
Beer. Sit down.
I know. Damn it, Maury would be the greatest bowler in the world. And, like, what does that make you? Like, you probably less than what you make now.
Yeah. He could get his ball with Andy's face on it.
Yes, that's right.
The dog?
And all the pins would have Matthews.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
I would want to do professional wrestling, man.
Oh!
I think that'd be super cool.
Is that a sport? It's not a sport.
Totally is a sport.
It's not a sport.
It's
sport.
So a sport.
It's sports entertainment. It's not a sport.
Well, what's the word that you first said though? Sports.
No, but it's sports entertainment. That's it's not a sport. It's
all right. If I had to, okay. If I can't use that, I would definitely choose NFL football for sure.
Oh,
I love football.
You'd get
in school.
Killed.
Nah, bro.
Offense or defense?
Oh, offense. I want to score.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
Oh, you definitely get killed.
Yeah. Wow.
Those running skills we need to be improved.
Wow. Oh.
We already said if he had the skills.
No, this was hypothetical.
You literally said, what professional sport would you play assuming you had the skills to play it?
Damn. You can't roast a guy for not being able to run when it's a hypothetical.
I couldn't run. I mean,
come on, Shemroy.
Come on, Shemroy. You can barely walk.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Gregory says, if Maury were to Olympic wrestle Roz, Mocha, or Shem, who does he think he has the best chance of pinning or scoring a point against?
Roz.
Oh, yeah. Because
he's tall. He's wobbly.
Bro.
There's no way, dude.
I also just said that so that he would then say, get over here.
No, I'm not. No, no, no. Do you think I'm wrestling? Shem's the wrestler. He's got to work on his skills. Okay, so Olympic wrestling. Like, you know when you see one person's on all fours and the other guy wraps his arms around him and you got to flip him over? Yeah, like, let's say that kind of wrestling. Ross. You think me?
There's no way, dude. Wait,
no, but at least I could try.
So you don't have the strength.
So who do you think then, Mocha Maury, would have the best chance against?
I think maybe Shem.
You think so,
yeah.
Eh?
What?
I think maybe
somebody closer to his own size. Like,
you think Mocha?
Like Mocha.
No. Mocha had too much anger.
You don't want to smoke, bro. Ah, Shem.
Oh no. I would like to see both of you in wrestling singlets though.
Who?
You guys, you and Maury.
For what?
I don't know. Just like, you know, like the old, like the wrestling singlets? Yeah.
Too much
tight
would
ones?
Show.
What's that?
Too much would show.
Please. Yeah, armpit.
What else we got in the DMs today, Maria?
All right, Lily said, hey, Maria, wanted to give a suggestion for a TV show to Roz and Mocha. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan, but I don't have an Instagram, so I made an account to tell you this.
Wow.
You should all give the show From a try. So the From. A horror thriller, and they may enjoy it. Right. You're an awesome addition to the show, and listening in the mornings always puts a smile on my face. Thank you.
What is From? I've never heard of this show before.
So it's like a thriller-ish type of series. Yeah.
Let me see. From season one. Thrill.
That's a hard thing to Google, From.
Is it a beauty of being here?
Oh,
is
sorry.
Oh, my God. You pay for freaking YouTube already.
No, I'm not.
And the beauty of being here is that we've...
Okay, let's see.
It's a Prime show, right?
Hey!
It's a family in a camper van.
Down in a storm or something.
It's a pretty selective storm.
Tree in the middle of the highway.
Can we just leave, please?
So they're stuck.
Jim.
Is it a show?
Yeah, it's a season one. This is a season one trailer here.
Maybe we missed the sign for the highway.
Yeah.
We didn't miss the sign. When the sun refused
to shine. So they show up in a shabby old town.
Can I help you?
And they meet
the
townspeople.
We got on a detour off the highway and cell service around here.
Got your family with you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was wondering if you could point me in the direction of the highway.
Not a problem.
Oh, no. That's never good.
And now all the townspeople are watching them leave.
These kinds of shows with the creepy hillbillies.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
in an old abandoned town. Oh my God, they just drove away. Now they're back in the town again?
Yeah, they drove
back. I'm watching this.
They keep driving on the same road. They end up back in the entrance
to
the town.
It's like Schmigadoon.
Yeah. They can't
leave. But only with murder.
Yeah, they can't leave. They can't leave this town.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it, what's it rated? Like a very, like murdery? It looks like murder.
Yeah, it's rated murder.
Yeah.
M for murder. Thank you for that suggestion from, who was it from, Maria?
Lily.
Lily.
Okay, thank you for that, Lily. And thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you've sent in to us. That's just my dishes in the background falling on the floor. We do the DM deep dive every single day. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
Later. Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.